Where are things heading in terms of clinical research in stage 3 disease?
Stage 3 is probably the most gray area of disease, and I believe when you state stage 3, you're denoting the patient that is not the one that is upfront surgically resectable. These are the patients that are either borderline resectable or, in fact, may be unresectable, in which we use concurrent chemotherapy and radiation strategies. So the problem in that population is going to be testing those folks with new biologic agents and trying to discern the toxicities that may be added with those biologic agents. As you know, patients who receive concurrent chemoradiation do suffer many more side effects than any other subgroup within lung cancer, and that's because the primary therapy is more toxic. When you add in a drug that targets EGF, such as Erbitux or Tarceva, or even add in a drug like Avastin, you will get grade 3-4 toxicities in these patients, and then it will trigger stoppages of the trial to discern whether it was actually drug-related or not. I think these are all very good strategies, and certainly these drugs have demonstrated radiosensitizing effects in the lab. We're going to have Erbitux approved imminently for head and neck cancer, maybe actually with cisplatin as well, with radiation in head and neck cancer. There's no reason not to try to explore it further in lung cancer as well.
What's the chemotherapy backbone that people are talking about using combining with these biologics?
So another very good question. It is very unclear. We have not been good in lung cancer of discerning the trees, the individual drugs which work the best. We have discerned the forest. The forest is combining chemotherapy and radiation is the best way to go. So there are multiple regimens that are out there. Anything from the most basic being a weekly platinum and a taxane, and that would either be carboplatin or cisplatin, Taxotere or Taxol. Another very popular regimen that's out there is the SWOG 9504 study, which used cisplatin and etoposide. The cisplatin was given on a day 1, 8, 29, and 36 regimen. The etoposide given on a day 1 through 5, as well as 29 through 33. That regimen had a 5-year survival of 29% in a stage 3B population, with the caveat that it was only a phase 2 study. So many of these regimens are being tossed around. I believe a lot of the early trials that are being considered with these biologic agents will use weekly platinum taxanes in their studies.